Chapter 100. Orly Kovitz. After they left the disaster site of the Clan Duquesne extraction field, knowing that Elisa and Churi had murdered all those people, the mood aboard the Curiosity was a grim mixture of outrage and disbelief. Tasia fumed.
Who knows how many other massacres she's caused to keep the secret?
Orly said.
We would never even have known about this one if we hadn't followed the tracker on her ship. All those people from Clan Duquesne just wiped out, and she did it so easily.
And apparently without remorse, said Rob. Tasia slammed her palm down on the control deck.
What if she lost her temper with Xander and Terry and decided to blow the Vern into debris? Our son isn't safe.
Rob clenched a fist. We've all made a fortune from distributing ECTX, never asking where it came from. And now we know that the star drive fuel came at the cost of a lot of blood. He made up his mind. Obviously, Ket Shipping will sever all dealings with Eastwander Industries. We don't do business with murderers and criminals. Tasia continued to simmer with anger.
By the guiding star, it's just...
When she couldn't find the words, she slammed her other palm down on the control panel. Orly slumped back to her seat, suddenly dizzy, and Dee Dee hurried to her, concerned. After her near death from the Anthos plague, he had watched her like a hawk.
Are you ill, Orly? How can we assist you? I can make tea.
Nothing you can do, Dee Dee. I just realized how lucky I am to be alive, in more ways than one. If it hadn't been for Seth...
Seth?
Tasia asked.
Garrison Reeves' boy? What does he have to do with this?
Remember, Elisa is his mother,
Orly said.
We were at Eastwander's first extraction field. After the bloaters fissioned and flew away, Garrison took Seth along with me and Dee Dee, and we left. If the boy hadn't been with us.
A wave of nausea passed over her, and she swallowed hard.
Seeing this now, I'll bet Elisa would have hunted us down and destroyed our ship in empty space where no one would have ever known.
Tasia called up the star charts and overlaid where the tracking device had recorded Elisa's stops and course changes. After pausing for several days at a primary destination ahead, her ship had embarked on a great loop before returning to Ulio Station. Orly asked,
Do you think we'll find another massacre site? Bloaters aren't hard to find if you actually look for them, and if Elisa caught another Roamer clan secretly harvesting ECTX.
Rob said, if word gets out that they're star drive fuel for the taking, Eastwander won't have a monopoly anymore. ECTI will get so cheap and plentiful that there'll be no profit in it.
Which is why Elisa was willing to commit murder to keep that secret.
Tasia struck the piloting panel again, this time with her fist. They were silent in the hour leading up to the arrival at the next destination. During that time, Orly watched the log entry from the wreckage of the Duquesne cargo hauler. She feared they would find more devastation, more destroyed ships, more frozen bodies drifting in space. Instead, the voracious Curiosity found a crowded industrial site in and around another cluster of bobbing nodules. Hundreds of desiccated bloater husks drifted at the fringe of the operations. Large tankers hung in space, collecting racks of ECTX tanks. Pumping machinery clung like parasites to swollen bloater sacks. It was like a city in space, drifting along in the archipelago of gray-green nodules. Orly spotted habitation rings, a docking hub, an admin complex, much like the one she had stumbled upon in the last stages of her plague. The ships and habitation domes proudly displayed the logo of Eastwander Industries. This was Lee Eastwander's return to prominence.
Looks familiar, Orly said, but this operation looks even larger than the last one.
Tasia was amazed.
Maybe he's making up for lost time.
Dee Dee said,
Assessing these operations, I can run calculations to determine the approximate ECTI output, if that would be useful.
As the Curiosity hung there in silence, Rob shook his head. right out here, with no systems around for parsecs. Eastwander can do whatever he wants. It's obvious how he produces so much star drive fuel. Listening to the chatter of operations over the comm, Tasia looked at Rob.
We haven't been spotted yet. Maybe we should just duck out of here.
Rob was grim. Considering what Elisa did to the last person who discovered the truth, that would be a good idea. He worked the piloting controls.
Too late.
Orly pointed out a flurry of short-range transmissions. 5 scout flyers swooped in from the industrial pumping operations. Alarms flashed throughout the facility.
Shiz! Intruder alarms, Tasia said. They don't like visitors. I think we can outrun them, though.
Let's try something else first. Remember, we are their business partners.
Rob switched on the comm. Eastwander Operations, this is Rob Brindle and Tasia Tamblin, acting administrators of Ketch Shipping. We've come to inspect your operations and reaffirm our distribution agreement.
He forced a chuckle.
I have to say, we're quite impressed.
Tasia blinked at him in surprise.
Muting the comm, she said, You know Elisa already wiped out the Duquesne fields.
They don't know we know that, Rob said. As the short-range security ships approached, a faster vessel streaked away from the main admin hub, heading straight toward them.
Orly said, They're closing in and they don't look friendly.
Rob worked hard to keep his voice light and friendly on the comm.
We request a meeting with Lee Eastwander. Please provide instructions for docking.
A signal came from the foremost ship racing toward them.
Your instructions are to stand down and surrender.
Orly recognized the ship and the voice.
That's Elisa. She'll know me, but that won't buy us any goodwill. She thinks I ran off with her husband. Great, Tasia muttered. Let's add vindictive jealousy to irrational and murderous behavior.
Elisa's ship swooped in.
These private extraction fields are under high security. We cannot allow outsiders to see them.
A little late for that, Tasia muttered. On an impulse, Orly activated the cockpit scanners to automatically record everything, hoping that their last log entry would not end up just like the one they had found in the ruins of the Duquesne tanker. Tasia and Rob activated the comm together.
Elisa, you know us. Ketch Shipping has a business arrangement with you.
Tasia was tense on the piloting controls. The Curiosity's defensive shields were already up, but they would not withstand a prolonged attack, and there were plenty of security ships at the extraction field.
If we could speak with Mr. Eastwander? Mr. Eastwander is currently at News Station, but he gave me instructions that no one was allowed to see our operations. You've made an unfortunate choice in coming here. You are trespassing.
Wait, you should... Then Elisa opened fire.